Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the people of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. On behalf of our congregation, thank you for joining us today. Why the Shepherds? Today's scripture reading comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 8 through 11. I'm reading from the New International Version. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." Why the shepherds? It is a question that biblical scholars have pondered for ages. The shepherds, keeping watch over their flocks nearby, were God's chosen first to receive the good news of the birth of Christ. Why? Some have suggested that this was a symbolic act, that the shepherds who tended these sheep near Jerusalem were in the position of selecting the perfect lambs to be offered as an atonement sacrifice at the temple. They argue it is only fitting that these shepherds be the first to recognize God's perfect lamb, the Christ, whose sacrifice would redeem humanity. Others point to the humble position of the shepherds and how it mirrors Jesus' humble earthly beginning. Jesus was born to a poor teen mother, forced to give birth in a stable, then wrapped in rags and laid in a manger. These writers suggest it is clear from the beginning that Jesus came to establish a new world order. The first shall be last, and the last shall be first. In choosing the shepherds, God emphasizes that the gospel message is foremost for those who have been forgotten and marginalized by society. There may be truth in both interpretations, but I think there may be another likely and very simple answer to the question, why the shepherds? I think God chose the shepherds because they would go to see Jesus. Visiting angels aside, would those who were safe and comfortable in their own homes have been as likely to abandon such security in search of a poor newborn lying in a barn in the middle of the night? I think God chose the shepherds because they were ready and willing to receive the gospel. Those who are most in need of good news are usually the ones most likely to hear it and respond. Those most hungry for hope tend to be the ones with the openness and willingness to receive and share it. How is your heart this season? Are you hungry for hope? Are you longing for good news? Then keep watch. Be alert for God's invitation to come and see the Christ child. I believe with all my heart that God has a message of great joy for you and all people. Let us pray. Gracious God, your world is still in need of peace. Your people are still in need of hope. Lead our hearts faithfully toward the Christ child this season and always, that we may receive the good news with joy and share it generously, far and wide. In his name we pray. Amen. Today's devotional was written and read by Greta Smith.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church of Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I hope you've received a blessing today from this podcast. If so, please share it with a friend or on your social media accounts. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.